Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out.
You got a Chrysler 300.
I got it because it looked just like a Phantom.
No, it looked like a Chrysler 300. The part is, it do look like a Phantom until a Phantom pull up.
And that's what happened last night for the Houston Rockets and any of their fans. The Rockets, for the better part of the season, look like a Phantom. Second seed in the West. You got players on the roster improving, taking big leaps. You got national media talking about how Amen Thompson is untouchable. We had that subject or topic yesterday. And then a Phantom actually pulled up, and his name was Anthony Edwards. The T-Wolves are a different team from the team who made the conference finals last year. They're trying to get it together. We'll see where they land as the season progresses. But you saw a star. The Rockets have an all-star in Alper Şengün. They have guys with big-time potential. But that was a star performance. That was, you're trying to get in my head. You're trying to agitate me, be physical with me, and I'm going to take over this fourth quarter and bury you. And that's what Anthony Edwards did. So when the Rockets and those rumors come out about the Rockets searching for a star, and there's pushback from fans because they want to keep this young core together. They want this thing to grow. They want their guys to be the guys that win a title, not somebody you acquire because you're trading young talent away. Now, Anthony Edwards, of course, is like 23 himself. But that is why, if you hear talk of the Rockets wanting to acquire a star, these are the scenarios that they're talking about. And this was just a regular season game. The Rockets have had their issues in the fourth quarter. We'll hear from Ime Udoka about that. It's now a trend at this point. But to take over a game like that, to become this unstoppable force that not only is scoring, but is decimating a defense because they have to put two on the ball. They have to try things to get the ball out of his hand, and it compromises the rest of their defense because the Wolves are playing 4-on-3 the rest of the way. This is what they want. This is what the Rockets want. And as good as you feel about Amen and his projection and what he might be, and being so happy when Jalen Green has his month of March from last year and the first half of January this year, no comparison to what we saw last night. That was a star being a star, understanding that he was going to have to take his team home and responding to a lot of what the Rockets were doing to him physically. And Anthony Edwards talked about the Dillon Brooks stuff after the game. Jayshon Tate got into it with the Wolves. The Rockets, in the midst of a four-game losing streak, now five, wanted to get back to what their identity is. That's being physical. That's being nasty. That's bothering the opponent. Anthony Edwards noticed it, and this is what he had to say after the game.
I love the competing part, but, like, all the little slick, little dirty shit. Like, he hit me in the face, and then I fell, and then he... He like, how much crying you gonna do? I'm like, bro, you hit me in my motherfucking face. What you want me to do? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just don't like that part. Like, don't do something and then act like you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? But I love all the competitiveness. Like, we can compete all day. We can talk shit all day. But when you get to doing that, yeah, it's more than basketball at that point.
That seemed to be like, I haven't seen you react that strongly. Yeah. Is it?
You yeah, I mean, because, yeah, because I think a couple years ago when he was with Memphis, he did the same thing, and I reacted the same way. Like, I don't mind you competing and grabbing and pushing and doing all that. Like, I love that because I'm going to do that back. But the moment you start, like, using your fists and now, it's like, all right, bro, like, you feel me? Like, we all grown men out here. We ain't finna do that. And, you know, he think he got, like, a reputation of punking people. So,
Seemed like your guys collectively really responded. Yeah, like, sure. Everyone stepped up.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the competing part is perfect. Like, everything, I love to watch him play. Everything that he do out there for his team is perfect, but sometimes you get a little too carried away. You know what I'm saying?
41 points for Anthony Edwards last night. Rockets get outscored 35-16 in that fourth quarter. Another game where they have a lead and playing pretty well. Ime talked about their offense falling apart in the fourth quarter. Certainly their defense did too. But you look at the numbers, at least per quarter, 33, 38, 27. Once again, he would tell you, at least up until the fourth quarter, offense was not a problem. They were able to score. But the fourth quarter problems continue. And the Rockets and the fan base will have to accept These are the wages of having a young team. You're going to have issues like this. And, you know, this is the first extended losing streak of the year, so we won't say that this is a full-on regression to the mean and maybe they have been playing above their heads. I think I need to see more games before I come to that conclusion. But a losing streak was going to happen at some point. It wasn't going to be clear sailing. I mean, the worst thing that happened to the Rockets up until this five-game winning streak was guys being out, like Jabari being out and Tari missing time. But they were still winning basketball games. The stretch of games, we talked about it being tough, and they overcame that early. They weren't having problems because they were the coin that was on their side, flipping to their side, winning close games. Now it's gone the other way. And the fourth quarters have been a giant problem where they've self-destructed. What are the issues? Is it simply about being young? Do you need Fred VanVleet to be back? He was part, at least early, of the self-destruction. Now, he's been out for a little while, and things haven't gotten any better. So maybe the thoughts of, hey, this team doesn't need Fred VanVleet are overblown. I would say they don't need him at $40-plus million a year, but they very well may need him, and maybe that's why an extension was reported as likely after the season is over. So five in a row. They're now in a spot where they'd be playing the surging Lakers in the first round, a Lakers team who jumped out to a giant lead against the Warriors yesterday, held them off. The Warriors decimated roster right now because they don't have Jimmy Butler. He made his Warriors debut as far as speaking. He was sitting next to Mike Dunleavy. You forget that Mike Dunleavy Jr. is the GM of that team. But he's there, and they sat next to each other, and Butler talked about getting his joy back, a reference to saying he didn't have his joy when he was with the Heat. So he won't make an appearance, I think, until tomorrow. That'll be the first time he plays. Luka didn't play last night. Mark Williams didn't play, the two Lakers acquisitions. But that's who you're looking at right now. Because of the losing streak, you're no longer the two or the three. If the season ended today, it'd be Lakers-Rockets, and you'd be seeing Luka and LeBron. And as I said it in that tone, it doesn't matter what it is today. But as far as the standings, but Brian Windhorst said something that I'm not surprised by. He said that the teams who made moves like the Mavericks and the Lakers and the Warriors aren't concerned about the top of the West. They're not afraid of the top of the West, whether it be Memphis, the Rockets, and the Thunder. I would say be a little afraid of the Thunder. They're pretty good, and they're going to get Chet back. You might want to be afraid of them, but the top of the West right now doesn't concern the teams in the bottom part of the bracket, and maybe that has a lot to do with how veteran those teams are. Like, those teams are older. They're going to put off a vibe of, we're good. Our age, experience, championship DNA will get us by. I don't know if I buy it with the Warriors. We'll see what Jimmy Butler provides. But no matter who the Rockets play, at this point, they're going to definitely have the inexperienced disadvantage, and we'll see if their youth and athleticism helps. But playing in a half court in close games, not great for them.
No, especially when the other team, again, has one of those.
Yeah.
You don't. And Ime Udoka gave voice to that after the game.
I tried to find the sound. I couldn't. But, yeah, the quote is, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you have a guy like that who can just go get a bucket in the fourth quarter, that's great, ain't it?
Yeah, and, you know, that's on the Rockets all-star, Alperen Şengün. That's on Rockets All-Star for the first 15 days of January. Jalen Green.
Not just All-Star. We're talking about All-NBA. Greatest player of all time, First team All-NBA.
I mean, if you shot 60% from three for the entire year, like, what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. Here's the official quote. It's nice to have a special player that gets buckets at the end.
Yeah.
It is nice.
You know what, Coach Udoka?
Dead on.
You're right. Rockets just don't have one of those guys, and that's why people are every time that there's any smoke signal that any star player, not just the Phoenix guys, but if, you know, when it comes to Giannis, when it comes to De'Aaron Fox, when it comes to any of these guys, Jimmy Butler, people were, hey, sure, the Rockets do need an upgrade with this specific type of player, and it's a guy late who can take over the game. Anthony Edwards, second night of a back-to-back, 49 in night one, 41 to win in night two. That's what you're going to need in the playoffs to get it done. And right now, the Rockets don't have that. Until they do, that's kind of why I've quietly, when people are like, what's the ceiling for this year's Rockets? Could they make the West Finals? I'm like, ugh. Yeah. Let's win a playoff series and then talk.
That question when they were beating the Celtics and the Cavs came up, and people were like, why not us? Well, this is why not
you. Yeah,
That was a nice stretch. But over the course of a season and really a playoff series, any of your flaws are going to come out. And we got to be honest. The Rockets, you want to throw in experience, fine. You want to throw in youthful athletic ability, all the things that combine to make them what they are. They're not built to go on a deep run. Not right now. They don't execute well enough in a half court. And these fourth quarters are proving that their defense falls apart too for whatever reason.
Yeah, we have to remember that there's steps to this.
Yes.
And this
NBA history says you're going to get beat early and you learn from it and get better from it.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Boston Celtics. Like, the Boston Celtics in 2018 with a rookie Jason Tatum were in the Western Conference Finals with a bad East with Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, all those guys. They didn't make the actual finals until 2022.
Yes, it took.
So that's 4 years, and they are starting in the conference finals.
And it took them playoff losses, firing a coach.
Yes.
Oh no! Actually, Brad Stevens stepping down, Ime getting fired because, yes. And they made the finals with Ime of the year, and obviously they didn't win the title until the next year with Ime in Houston and they had Joe Mazzulla. So even them where they were young and they hit early, it took nearly seven seasons or so to make the finals and win it.
And so that's why I get the impatience. I get because we're watching every night the same thing happen. And it is a kind of a testament to them that they are this good and they have a giant weakness, which is late game execution. Just full stop, not even offensive, not even defensive at this point. I think we can just say
both ends of the floor.
Late game execution, that they are still exceeding any reasonable person's expectations in the preseason. Like, they're still better than that. Like you said, there'd be the 4 or the 5 seed today. We both felt optimistic by saying, you know, maybe they could get the 6 seed.
Yeah.
But most likely playing. And right now, they're still ahead of that pace. Now, they're slowly, or not slowly.
Not that slowly.
Quickly.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Going back to that, I still think that this is, like you said, the rut of their season. This is the rough patch of their season. So, just like we said earlier with the wins against Boston, wins against Cleveland, where you don't want to get too high on this team, I would also say, like, the 5-game losing streak, you don't want to get too low on this team.
I would agree. It is a losing streak. A young team's going through it. They have guys in and out of the lineup. This is the time. Now, the hope for people, because they were unaware of how many games they had left, was, hey, let's just get to the All-Star break. Well, you still got a while to go. You're going into Dallas. That's your next game after a day off today. And you'll likely see Anthony Davis in that one. I don't know if you will see Anthony Davis. The Mavs didn't need him last night. They went into Boston and kicked the Celtics' ass. That game looks closer than it actually appeared. It appears closer than it actually was because the Celtics benched all their starters and their bench players put a bit of a scare into the Mavs, but they controlled that game throughout. When Tatum and Brown left, Jrue Holiday didn't play, but when Tatum, Brown, Porzingis walked off the floor, I think it was like 17, 18 points they were down, and Mazzulla just said, all right, we're calling you guys back. Let's see what these young guys and inexperienced guys have. And they made a run, but not enough. So I don't know who's going to play for the Mavs because Caleb Martin's injured, who they acquired. So it might be the same guys we saw last night going to Boston and get a win.
Yesterday, Mark Stein reported that the expectation is that Anthony Davis will make his debut Saturday against the Rockets.
So Anthony Davis back from not just being traded, but he was also injured before the trade. So if he's going to be back, you'll see Dallas almost at full strength. Caleb Martin might be out a little bit more. But another tough test on the road, except maybe it'll be so miserable in that building that you will have the advantage because the talk was that the Mavs were actually a little fearful of bringing their guys back and were actually glad they're on the road because of the reaction to the Luka trade. Well, winning basketball games cure some of it. It won't cure all of it. And the first edition of the this new look Mavs is going to be against the Houston Rockets. Yeah. And we will see how the Rockets perform against an AD and Kyrie-led Mavs team as they probably going to feel pretty good about themselves after beating Boston. Okay, you know who doesn't feel great about his team? Ime Udoka. He didn't have great words for his team. Said something you never want to hear a coach say about the team. We'll hear from him about their fourth quarters and that four-letter word he used to describe his team. Certainly the antithesis of what he wants his team to be. So we'll get to that when we come back. We got plenty of other things to get to. We got a Super Bowl to not really seriously talk about. It's more going to be about how we handle it. Like, I'm not a person who goes to Super Bowl parties. I'll talk to Sean about when the game, all the Super Bowls in our lives have involved teams that we weren't really rooting for. So am I going to a Super Bowl party? Am I watching at home? Is it even going to be on the big TV? We'll talk about our Super Bowl watching habits in a little bit. Of course, you guys can get in on the show as well, 713-780-3776. And more reasons to laugh at the suggestion or the question about do you feel bad for Josh Allen. Did you see what happened last night for him? Yeah, that question was always dumb. It got dumber. We'll talk about that too. But first, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. And like we said, the big game right around the corner. It's coming up. Time is now to get in on the action with Prize Picks. They still got the Patrick Mahomes more than half a passing yard free square for you. Not quite free. 99% is actually over 99% discount on Patrick Mahomes to throw for more than a yard. They got Saquon Barkley. Do you think 113.5 rushing yards against this Kansas City defense feels like a lot? Feels like a lot. Maybe go with the less. Of course, they got Travis Kelce, 62.5 receiving yards. Xavier Worthy, 56.5 receiving yards. Devontae Smith, 51.5 receiving yards. They have yardage for punts. They have yardage for kicks. They have anything that is a statistic. They have a projection on it, and you can choose more or less when it comes to the big game on Sunday. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you make that $5 lineup. You don't even need to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Guard, like we're capable, first off, it was 98-92 going into the fourth. You got a six-point lead, and we've been here several games in a row. New York, 11-point lead in the fourth, and you take it all the way back to some of the home losses, and scoring wasn't a problem. They brought in worse defenders to try to outscore us, and we have 8 points in the first 8 minutes and only score 16 in that quarter. So we got to get over that mental block of whatever's happening in the fourth and why we can't sustain leads and get points. And so obviously 16 is not enough. We're on pace for 130, and like I said, we only had 8 points in the first 8 minutes. So Partially, if you're not going to rely on your defense the way we were playing earlier, and rebound, and we got guys that played about 30 minutes, only had 3 rebounds, quite a few guys, and they get 10 extra shots, so it's all those things with effort, hustle, they got all the 50-50 balls, and so if you're not going to score, I keep saying, you have to rely on your defense and play the way we were. Gives you a chance, keeps you in the game.
Ime Udoka after last night's game. Rockets struggle again in the fourth quarter. Get outscored 35-16. You heard him talk about the number of points they scored through the first 8 minutes. A point a minute. Not good. Particularly when you have Anthony Edwards on the other side. Another thing that happened in that game was Anthony Edwards came out of the game for his customary rest before he was going to bring the Wolves home. And the Rockets got outscored in that stretch. They didn't even gain ground when he was off the floor in that fourth quarter. He comes back in and lights them up. I think his rotation is he plays all of the third, sits out for the first several minutes of the fourth, and comes back in. And in that time frame, the Rockets were outscored. So that's part of the problem, too. And then when he got back in, it was just over with. He did whatever he wanted to carry the Wolves home. So 32-19, the four seed, trying to get back on track on tomorrow against the Mavericks. And Ime Udoka wasn't done. You know the Rockets like to be tough. We saw the confrontations during the game. You had Dylan Brooks versus Anthony Edwards. We played sound from Anthony Edwards talking about it. We had the back and forth between Naz Reid and Jayshon Tate. That was several possessions. Jacques Landale didn't appreciate Naz Reid ripping the ball away from him after the tie-up. That led to him shoving Naz Reid. Rudy Gobert came in and shoved Landale. Turned into double technicals, no harm, no foul, jump ball. Well, the Rockets may act a certain way on the floor, but their coach thinks a little differently about what they've been like the last 2 weeks or so.
Is this the softest team in the league?
Yes. Sorry, Sean.
I don't have this one.
Oh, I need to give Sean the quote. It's on the rundown. I forgot to tell him that he did not. I didn't download it earlier for the morning show. We didn't get to it. But, yes, it is that. And we'll hear from Ime Udoka here shortly about what his team has become despite the reputation they want to project. And it's probably a rough thing for him. We know what he projects when he stands on that sideline. Former player, defensive guy, wasn't going to back down. The only way he could survive in the league was about being tough, being physical, and playing defense, and that's what he wants his team to be. He thinks they're losing their identity.
The identity we kind of formed was being a tougher team, aggressive team, and now we look like one of the softest teams in the league. And so,
softest teams in the league. That's what the coach thinks of the current Rockets. That one's can't sit well with them and can't sit well with him. I mean, And I don't think toughness is what was going on yesterday. The trash talk, that's fun and all. Dylan Brooks trying to get in Anthony Edwards' head, that's fine. But I think we're talking about coaches and what they think toughness is. They're talking about making the tough plays, getting the rebounds, taking a charge, not allowing layups. Tough basketball doesn't always mean simply just physical. You got to make the plays that others don't make to win games. And the Rockets have not done that in the fourth quarter. Dylan Brooks got called for a flop. It was, I forgot who was guarding. He was trying to draw a foul. He fell down. And the refs looked at him and go, nope. They did the flopping motion. And they told him to get up. And over the next possession, you could read Anthony Edwards' lips. Flopping. Stop flopping. Stop flopping. So that game was contentious. It led to everyone saying, I want 7 of these. I mean, the way the Rockets are playing, you might get 5. Not 7.
It's also, everyone's like, every time the Grizzlies play the Rockets, they want 7.
Everyone wants 7 of these.
Every time the Rockets play the T-Wolves, they want 7.
The Cavs, I saw. Let's,
you know what?
A finals. 7 of these in the finals. Celtics, too. Yeah, in the finals.
Sign me up. Actually, sign me up for that right now.
Yes, let's get that done right now. The Cavs made their move, mostly to defend Boston, but they went and got DeAndre Hunter, who's not a great defender, but he does, for whatever reason.
Looks like one.
Yeah, he looks like he could be, and he does play the Celtics tough. He gives them some trouble, at least in the regular season. I think they had one playoff series against each other, too. So, sure, Cavs, Rockets would be great because it means we're talking about a team in the finals.
You know what? Let me just get ahead of this. Dallas-Houston in the first round, sign me up right now. 7 games of this? Lakers, Rockets, new look Lakers, Rockets. Sign me up for seven games of this.
What series that would go seven can I sign you up for when it comes to the Rockets? Because it wouldn't go seven. Don't sign me up for four of those.
No.
Or five. Don't sign me up for five of those. Yeah. I don't want any part of that. Let's push the number one seed as far away from us as we can.
You know what? Sign me up for the Clippers. That's who I want. And Kings. Clippers and Kings.
Well, yeah, teams. The Clippers still in the playoffs. The Kings in the play-in, I think, or maybe just outside of it. Yeah. Sign me up for Malik Monk and Zach LaVine in the backcourt.
Bring them on.
Let's go.
Bring them on.
I would appreciate that matchup.
I really don't want to have to play. And Shingun, please. I don't want to have to play the Phantom looks like a Phantom till 300. Or Phantom looks like a 300, whatever. I don't want to do that with Sabonis. Like, you can't let Sabonis be the Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, it can't be Sabonis pulls up and Shingun looks like a 300. I would like that to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Or you remain looking like a Phantom, even if you really are Chrysler 300.
I want the Lightning McQueen with the new race car one, where the futuristic race car just pulls ahead of Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
It's time to retire, old man.
Yeah.
Give me that with Sabonis and Shingun. Not the jewelry tester.
I don't need Sabonis on a revenge tour because Shingun took his all-star spot. I don't need that.
Oh, man.
I don't need that. I don't need that motivation for
Sabonis. And I don't know enough about foreign affairs to know if Lithuania and Turkey have ever squabbled.
No idea. I'm not going to speak on it. All I know is...
No, don't want any of that.
I don't want to hear a week's worth of Sabonis really took the All-Star snub personally and he's taking it out on Shingun. I don't need that.
It's like Hakeem and David Robinson.
Yeah, you know how great that was for the Rockets? I don't need the reverse in a first-round series against like the eighth, or not, maybe not the eighth, the seventh-seeded Kings or whatever the matchup would be. Let's avoid a revenge thing for Sabonis. He's a pretty good player. Maybe should have made the All-Star team, but his team's not good enough, so we're not going to be that concerned about it. That's all we're asking for. Let's get a favorable matchup, and you losing games at this rate ain't helping the cause.
No.
You know who could help, though? Well, at least the Rockets might think so.
I thought this was our throw to Monument Chevy or something.
No, that's later.
I was like, you know, it could help. Billy Brown.
What a plumbing company. No, Brian Windhorst has a report, and you can hear the objections from one Kendrick Perkins, but it's real. The Rockets are going to talk to a former number one overall pick who's now in the buyout market because maybe they think they need another on-ball defender with some size and some ball handling help. You're going to hear this report. And you're going to hear a strong objection from someone in the studio. Here it is.
See, the buyout is not done as far as I know yet, but Cleveland and Houston are two situations for Ben Simmons.
What team improved them? Who improved the most?
Leave Houston alone.
Who improved the most?
Leave Houston. Don't come messing with the Rockets. They don't need that. They got a great cultural group.
Kendrick Perkins, vehemently opposed to Ben Simmons possibly joining the Rockets.
No.
Leave him alone. And, well... they will talk to him along with the Cavs and the Clippers. So two teams we've mentioned already in this segment along with the Rockets are going to talk to Ben Simmons. Yeah, I'm not looking for that. I'm not looking for that here. I kind of understand. I mean, it would likely drop Reed Sheppard clearly out of the rotation when Fred VanVleet comes back. Ben Simmons would be your backup point guard, I would guess, if he signed here. It gives you more size in the backcourt. It gives you another wing option if you want to play him there, and he's another ball handler. I just don't like it.
No, like at first I was having fun with it, and now as you were explaining, like, you know, his potential role on the team, I just the spirit of Kendrick Perkins overtook me. I was like, no. Hearing you actually talk about it, I'm like, let's not talk about it until it happens and we have to.
I mean, at least have to tell people that the Rockets are considering it. They want to talk. They're going to talk to Ben Simmons today, but I hope he sees a better opportunity in Cleveland or LA.
I hope so. Ben Simmons go to the Clippers. Right now, the Rockets are the 3. The Clippers are the 6. Stop the count. Let's start the playoffs today.
That's right.
If the playoffs ended today, can we make them start today?
Can we actually do that? Yeah. I mean, we'd be fine with that matchup, particularly if Ben Simmons is going to join. You got Ben Simmons and James Harden on the same team?
No KPJ, though. That sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
For the Rockets.
It's very true. Hey, any way he can be healthy?
Yeah, actually, undo that trade. Send back the second round pick or whatever you got from Milwaukee.
Man. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. They sent him to Milwaukee because who the hell knows what the Bucks are doing?
Getting buckets. That's what they're doing. Kuzma.
Kuzma, KPJ. When I think of prime contributors that you should go grab at the deadline, I think of those two.
Do they have a 19-year-old GM that watches TikTok highlights and that's all he does to scout players?
I think they have a guy who was instructed to make moves to save money.
Okay.
And it just so happens that KPJ and Kyle Kuzma helped them save
money.
They had
the same result as a
yes.
college freshman who only watches TikTok highlights. Okay.
No. Yes, but
Kuzma's a problem.
At the directive of an owner who wanted to save cash, he made moves as if he was a 19-year-old on TikTok.
The Clippers are letting us get this demon for free?
You wonder why. Maybe you wonder why they're letting you do that.
No, don't worry about it. Look at the highlights. Look at the step backs.
Maybe think about why the Clippers of all teams, like who gave the guy a chance when his name was Mud because of off the court things. They were like, take him. We already took the heat for signing him and then give him an actual real contract, but we're willing to give him away. I mean, we had to fade all that nonsense, and we still want to give him away, and the Bucks are like, come on, bring him in. We'd love it. Good luck to Milwaukee, I guess. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about what happened in the NFL. All of it's off the field. The Super Bowl is Sunday, but we had the MVP given away. The NFL awards were given away. We also had the Hall of Fame stuff, and some people are upset because Eli Manning's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. The question is if he will ever get in. I didn't think there was ever a question of whether he was first ballot. Is if those two runs is enough to get him in because the numbers aren't good enough. So we'll talk about a little bit about that, but mostly about the MVP awards and how upset people are about awards for whatever reason. We'll get to that when we come back.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Josh Allen is your MVP. Lamar Jackson is the first team All-Pro quarterback. The same voters vote for each, and somehow, some way, the guy who they decided was the best quarterback in the game didn't win MVP. There's a difference if you want to justify how one could happen and then the other happened. You would say, well, sure, Lamar's the best quarterback, but he did have Derrick Henry. So Josh Allen didn't have a Derrick Henry. He had James Cook, who's a good player, but that was the narrative all year, that Josh Allen didn't have this type of weapons, and they referred to Diggs being in Houston, and he carried that team, and they won one more game, even though they did lose to Baltimore handily in their head-to-head matchup. So Josh Allen gets the MVP, even though we don't think he played the best as far as quarterbacks this year. Someone voted Lamar, I think, fourth. Led to some upset people. Look, I don't think anything but narratives led to Lamar losing, or at least in this case, Josh Allen winning. The narrative was set. You already got your two. Josh ain't got one. The lovable losing Bills. Let's give Josh one for carrying that team. You could tell after he lost the AFC title. Let's say the Bills lost. It wasn't his fault. The Bills lost the AFC title game. Unless I'm a hater, then it is his fault.
He choked like a dog, yeah, and lost.
Exactly.
James Cook did all he could. Collins did all he could.
Why did they take the rock out of James Cook's hand? Stop leaning on Josh Allen. Noted loser. Give the ball to James Cook. They would have won. That's the narrative, if I'm a hater. But you remember the questions about Josh Allen. Do you feel bad for Josh Allen because he didn't win and he lost to Patrick Mahomes one more time? And, of course, the resounding answer should always be no. Why would you feel bad for him? He had a great year. He was not everyone's, but a lot of people's picks to win MVP enough that he won it. The man's recently engaged to a pop star / Hollywood actress. Why feel bad for Josh Allen? Josh Allen's got a great life. And Lance and I were talking about it during the break. And you should always pose this question to people who dare to feel bad for an athlete if they don't get something that goes their way. If you held up a sign in front of their facility telling them about all the things bad that are happening in your life, would they stop and help you? Would they drag you out of whatever muck and mire that you're in and help you because how big of a fan you are of them? Or would they keep driving? Or maybe just hand you $20 or whatever it is. But they're not saving you. They're not Captain Save-a you. They're not doing it. If you don't think that athlete would do that for you, why are you feeling bad for him? It's fine. Yes, they lost the game. Josh Allen, less than a month later, seems A-OK. He seems great. Had a great time last night. The love of his life. What are we talking? And I'm talking about that MVP trophy, not Haley Steinfeld.
That's the reason. Before he even won the stupid award.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
I saw the red carpet photos. I was like, who feels bad for
exactly.
this guy?
Do you see what's going on here?
Who feels bad for him?
The man convinced her to spend time in Buffalo. What are you talking about? He's having a great time. Why would I feel bad for him? Bills fans are allowed to feel bad for him. But really, just feel bad for yourself because you didn't win.
Yeah, that's all it is. They feel bad for themselves.
Yeah, and he happens to be your best hope of not feeling bad at the end of the season for once.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, feel bad? That man had a great night, having a great life. Don't feel bad for any of them. Not if the worst thing that's happening to him currently is they lost to Patrick Mahomes again.
Because everyone does that.
Yeah. He's not alone. He's one of everyone to do that.
Are people going to be like, man, got to feel bad for Jalen Hurts?
No.
After losing the second
for the second Bowl. Time. For the second time in 3 years, if they lose again, do I feel bad for Jalen Hurts? No. Once again, let's do the test. Hold up a sign telling him specifically how bad your life is. And would he stop? Would he even give you that great chain that he wears?
Oh, no.
There's no chance, right?
That's asking. I would give it back to him if he gave it.
That's too much, man. You're too generous.
Also, like, I can't be walking around.
Well, you sell it. You pawn. Whatever you got
to
do.
I think I can make it back to my car with that thing.
Well, you don't have a car. You're holding up a sign. That's how bad life is going.
Oh, I'm dead?
I'm setting up a scenario.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Your life is going poorly enough where you have to work. Well, you have to have a sign in front of the Eagles facility.
I definitely can't make my way to a pawn shop to pawn that thing off.
Hey, Jalen, can I get a couple bucks for the bus?
Yeah. Maybe a gun so I can defend myself holding this infinity gauntlet that you just gave me?
Well, you don't wear it publicly. You put it in your pocket. I don't know. You got to hide it somewhere. I'm not saying.
It'll shine through my pocket. You see that?
Well, that's true, actually. That's true. That pocket better be made of Kevlar. I think it's impressive. That started that whole thing about rapper money and athlete money, how rappers, you know, mm-hmm. We know rappers to wear chains. Do you guys see what this guy's wearing? Don't ever comp yourself to a professional athlete when it comes to money coming in, particularly in today's music where
streaming
it's more,
money.
Yeah, a little more difficult to make the type of cash that Jalen Hurts is making guaranteed.
Yeah. LaMelo's going to have better chains than LiAngelo. I'll just leave it at that.
If they're into that game, yes. Yes, the...
I think they're into that game.
Possibly. Well, I've seen... Yeah, you're probably
I know LaMelo
right.
is at least
you're
into that
you're
game.
Probably right, yes. LaMelo's contract with the Hornets will put him in a far better position to get far better chains. Anything LiAngelo's going to do, no matter who he works with. I think there's a remix with Wayne,
Yes, there is.
I haven't heard the Tweaker remix.
You know what? Not Lil Wayne's best work. I'll say that.
You could have. We've been saying that about Wayne for maybe half a decade at least.
You're being very nice to him.
I'm trying. Okay. He's a legend.
A lot of people go.
I don't want to crush him. He's a legend.
Double to half decade.
Yeah, I was thinking decade, but I don't want to go there because it's Wayne.
And I'll push back on that.
Because it's Wayne.
Half decade I will not push back on.
Because it's Wayne, and you know, he's hurting enough. Super Bowl's in the city, and they didn't want him.
Man.
Feel bad for Wayne?
Let me hold up the sign and see.
Oh, he's definitely not helping you.
No.
He's definitely not helping you. Well, there it is. Josh Allen MVP. The Hall of Fame, Sterling Sharp, got in. It's a small class, only four. And the one guy who did not get in that people seem to want to make it a debate about is Eli. There's no debate. Eli only gets in on the back of those two runs. You look at the numbers, there's no chance he should. In fact, I don't think he should get in. I'm glad that he beat the Patriots. Hey. As a noted hater of the Patriots, cool. You'll always have a place in this hater heart because you took two Super Bowls away from the Patriots. Same with you, Nick Foles. But that ain't enough, man. Eli was a fine quarterback, but not a Hall of Fame quarterback. And he's living a great life, too. Don't feel bad for Eli either. That life is great. He's got It is.
Let me hold the sign outside his house. See. I think he would.
He might actually stop.
Yeah.
Give me
his chain.
He'll stop and ask you, how'd you get past security? That's what'll stop to ask. Eli ain't got no chain.
Cooper's supposed to stop you before you get those flux.
Oh, Cooper's not running security for the Manning brothers. Does he fluctuate between Peyton and Eli because they don't want to take on the bill themselves, so
every other week.
Yeah, he's got Arch. Get some of that Red Bull money from Arch if you're really hurting. In fact, Cooper's not hurting at all from what I can tell. He's a very successful businessman. I think he's A-OK. All right, we'll go to break. But before I do that, I want to tell you, there was a mention of Monument Chevy before it was due, but now it's time to talk about Monument Chevy. That's the place you go to if you want a great car, pre-owned or new, or something for your business. They have it all. They have a large lot, expansive. They call it a campus for a reason. They got everything there, from parts and service to they do body work to, you know, selling your cars, which is their forte. They've been in business for 50 years, which means they've been selling great cars to customers for generations. From the dad to the daughter or the son or the wife. They've been selling cars a long, long time. They celebrated their 50 years in 2024, and they're still going strong. And if you want to take advantage of what they have to offer, go to monumentchevrolet.com and check out all they have in that inventory. Whether you want a Trax or a Tahoe or a Blazer, it's all there for you. And, of course, you can go on out there to that campus in Pasadena off of Beltway 8 and 225. And maybe you'll meet the salesperson of the week, Jonathan. He is their top salesperson. He's very professional, friendly, gets you in and out, understands that the process doesn't need to be something that's painful to the customer. And people come back time and time again to purchase a car from him. So he's their go-to guy. Maybe you'll see him out there wearing a championship belt. That's how they signify their top salesperson of the week. So see Jonathan out there or any of the other great salespeople. And remember this, Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
So Marcus Jordan has been a character on this show this week, and more is coming out about his arrest. He apparently told the police to play some Mariah Carey up in this bitch when he was being taken away, allegedly, according to TMZ.
When was this? When did this arrest take place? Is this from Christmas time? Anyone to hear "All I Want for Christmas Is You"? Or
He didn't specify that it needed to be some of her greatness from Christmas.
Okay. I guess I guess that's true. And
what I just did was disrespectful.
Yeah,
she goes beyond. She transcends Christmas music. Why he chose her? He was on cocaine. I don't know why he chose her. I can't speak to his reasoning for what he did,
And he could have been asking for the Christmas song after Christmas because he's on cocaine.
Yes, it could be anything, but he did want to hear Mariah Carey. I don't know if he got it. Didn't seem like the police in that instance were looking to do him any favors as they were taking away. Hell, if the Michael Jordan name drop didn't do it, I don't know that mentioning Mariah Carey would.
Oh, no, it looks like this was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, it all popped off and came out pretty much immediately after it happened.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know the police took requests on,
I don't believe they do.
Spotify.
You know, Dave Chappelle has it's a bit from a long time ago, one of his stand-ups where he goes, you should turn down the music when the police arrest you because you don't want to get your ass beat to a soundtrack. So I don't know. I don't think Marcus Jordan's going to get beat up, but I'm not sure if I wanted to hear the crooning of Mariah Carey if I was taking a beating. Who knows? Lazy J, we see you. Sorry, we are way late. I want to get out of here on time. I just want to top off the Marcus Jordan story because there's always more. You want to talk to NBA, we'll get to you when we come back. We also have a giveaway to do, we'll get to. We're going to give away some tickets to the Houston Fishing Show, the 50th annual. We'll get to that as well in the second hour. Lazy J, hold on. Anyone else want to get in, you can. 713-780-3776. We will be back with hour two.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.
These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.